Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, senior producer for Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now, the latest headlines.
AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. In a televised speech in which he announced the call-up of as many as 300,000 military reservists for the war against Ukraine, Russian President Vladimir Putin also issued a veiled warning to the West about his country's military weapons, including nuclear technology. Today's activation of Russian reserves is the first time a leader in Moscow has done so since Soviet dictator Joseph Stalin in the Second World War. Russia is also holding annexation votes Friday in four areas of Ukraine in the hands of its troops. President Biden will talk about the Russian invasion during his address today to the United Nations General Assembly. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the president will base his remarks on the reasons the UN was formed following World War II.
The foundational principle at the heart of that charter that countries cannot conquer their neighbors by force, cannot seize and acquire territory by force.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky will address the General Assembly in a pre-recorded video, the Assembly granting him permission due to the Russian invasion. The Federal Reserve is expected to once again increase interest rates as it wraps up its two-day meeting today. Here's Donna Warder.
The central bank is expected to raise its key short-term rate by 0.75 points for the third consecutive time. That would boost the benchmark rate to a range of 3% to 3.25%, the highest level in 14 years. The benchmark rate affects many consumer and business loans. Last month, Fed Chair Jerome Powell said that efforts to curb inflation would bring some pain to Americans. And what Powell says in a news conference after the meeting could indicate whether the Fed expects to continue tightening credit significantly until it's convinced that inflation is on its way down. Donna Warder, Washington.
The Dow and S&P futures up slightly ahead of this morning's open. This is AP News.
Curious about the weather? The Lee Weather Team hosts Across the Sky, a fast-paced weekly podcast that tackles hot topics and cold, plus what's trending in meteorology, science, and climate. Join Matt Holliner, Kirsten Lang, Joe Martucci, and Sean Sublett each week on Across the Sky through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hurricane Fiona is a Category 4 storm. National Hurricane Center Senior Specialist Richard Pasch.
Fiona strengthened overnight, is now Category 4 hurricane with maximum winds near 130 miles per hour. It could strengthen a little more here during the next day or so.
Pasch adding the storm is likely to hit Bermuda.
We don't forecast now the core to be going over Bermuda, but there are uncertainties in track, and Fiona is a very large hurricane, so could see significant impacts even if it passes west of the island.
Damage caused by Fiona is extensive in Puerto Rico. Heavy rain caused flooding that's washed out roads and bridges. Power and water are out to much of the island. The power company, Luna, after saying electricity could be restored in days, is backtracking, saying the extensive damage to the infrastructure and the still high water impeding the effort. Hundreds of thousands of people are scraping mud out of their homes following historic flooding. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Chuck Freeman. Aaron Judge continues to inch closer to the home run record. Judge hit home run number 60 in leading the New York Yankees to a five-run ninth inning in a come-from-behind 9-8 win over the Pittsburgh Pirates. Judge became the ninth player in baseball history to hit 60 home runs, leaving him one shy of tying the Roger Maris American League record of 61. The world champion Atlanta Braves are going back to the postseason, a 3-2 win over Pittsburgh. First baseman Matt Olson says this is only the first step in the quest to repeat.
Yeah, I think everybody in here saw it, being this way. Obviously, we don't have, we still got some business to finish.
One day after clinching a playoff spot, the New York Mets won in Milwaukee 7-5. Pete Alonso hit a three-run home run in the comeback win. Francisco Lindor, a grand slam. Alonso says he and Lindor have been doing it from the heart of the order all season.
Staying within our approach, not trying to get too big and when guys are on base. I mean, we've both been really, really good at letting the pitchers come to us as opposed to trying to hit everything that they're throwing at us.
Mets stay one game up on Atlanta in the NL East. San Diego blanked St. Louis 5-0. Arizona and the LA Dodgers split a doubleheader. Cleveland beat the Chicago White Sox 10-7 in extra innings. Toronto down Philadelphia 18-11. The Jays are moving closer to locking down the top wildcard spot in the American League, says pitcher Ross Stripling.
For the most part, we pitched the ball well. Bullpen's been great. We're scoring runs. We're playing good defense. It seems like we've said all year this team is going to click at some point. It, you know, hopefully is happening now and will continue to happen down the stretch here.
Kansas City 5, Minnesota 4, Houston blanked Tampa 5-0. Boston beat Cincinnati, Chicago Cubs over Miami, Detroit beat Baltimore, LA Angels over Texas, San Francisco down Colorado, Oakland over Seattle. LA Dodgers base-stealing legend Maury Wills has died. He was 89. NHL news, Nathan MacKinnon, now the highest-paid player in the salary cap era. He signed an 8-year deal worth just over $100 million. Chuck Freeman, AP Sports.
AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Russian-controlled parts of Ukraine scheduled votes this week to become parts of Russia. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Moscow is looking to swallow four regions in eastern and southern Ukraine. That could set the stage for Russia to ramp up the war as it loses ground to Ukrainian forces. Kyiv's top diplomat is dismissing the referendums as a sham.
The Russians can do whatever they want. It will not change anything.
At the White House,
we will never recognize this territory as anything other than a part of Ukraine.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says these aren't not the actions of a confident or strong country. French President Emmanuel Macron says it's cynical for Russia to claim it wants to hold votes in regions where it bombed and killed people.
Si ça n'était pas tragique, nous pourrions rire.
Saying if it was not so tragic, we could laugh. Sagar Magani, Washington.
There are reports more migrants are on the move and are expected to land in President Biden's home state of Delaware. This is White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
Our heads up did not come from Governor DeSantis because his only goal is, as he's made it really clear, is to create chaos and use immigrants fleeing communism as political pawns. So it's about creating political theater for him. It's not about getting to a solution. We have a solution in front of us.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis sent migrants to Martha's Vineyard in Massachusetts last week. Britain's Culture Secretary Michelle Donlan says at least 250,000 people joined the huge line to see Queen Elizabeth's coffin lying in state before her funeral. As far as the cost related to the funeral, Donlan says they don't know that yet, but it was money well spent.
I don't think anybody could suggest that our late monarch didn't deserve that send-off, given the duty and the selfless service that she committed to over 70 years.
Jimmy Kimmel has signed a 3-year contract extension to stay on his ABC talk show. This is AP News. It's not clear if Ricky Gervais will be asked to host again.
For any of you who don't know, the Golden Globes are just like the Oscars, but without all that esteem.
NBC is going to air the Golden Globe Awards again in January. The AP's Margie Zaraletta reports the Hollywood Foreign Press Association is trying to rebuild its reputation.
A good chunk of Hollywood has boycotted the Golden Globes for the past year and a half after the Los Angeles Times reported the Hollywood Foreign Press Association's 87 members included no black members. Last year's ceremony was held off the air and without nominees present. NBC says the Golden Globes will be back on TV on January 10th. The HFPA says its voting body is now 10% black, 10% Middle Eastern, 12% Asian, and 19% Latino. The HFPA also enacted reforms to curtail unethical behavior. Nominations will be announced December 12th. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
You're listening to Hot Off the Wire. We'll return after a short break.
Dozens of people have been charged in a multi-million-dollar food scheme in Minnesota. I'm Norman Hall. Federal authorities charged 47 people in Minnesota with conspiracy and other counts in what is said to be a massive scheme that took advantage of the COVID-19 pandemic to steal $250 million from a federal program that provides meals to low-income children. Prosecutors say the defendants created companies that claimed to be offering food to tens of thousands of children across Minnesota, then sought reimbursement for those meals through the U.S. Department of Agriculture's food nutrition programs. Prosecutors say few meals were actually served, and the defendants used the money to buy luxury cars, property, and jewelry. I'm Norman Hall.
Former President Donald Trump's lawyers tell an independent arbiter they are reluctant to answer questions concerning the declassification of documents found in Trump's Florida residence last month. Special Master Raymond Deary asks former President Donald Trump's attorneys and the Justice Department for likely agendas as he proposes a draft plan on how to go forward over the next 2 months. Trump's lawyers told the judge they won't answer questions on the classified status of the 11,000 documents because it might be part of his defense should there be an indictment. He has claimed without evidence they were declassified. Both sides meeting with Deary today in Brooklyn. Trump's lawyers are also expected to respond to the Justice Department's appeal of a different judge's order blocking, at least temporarily, the use of the classified documents as part of the criminal investigation. I'm Tim McGuire.
A defiant Alex Jones shows up at a Connecticut courthouse today declaring his innocence, despite already being found liable for spreading the lie that the Sandy Hook School massacre was a hoax.
Alex!
It was conspiracy theorist Alex Jones' first court appearance, even though he's not testifying until later and did not stay.
This is a travesty of justice. And this judge is a tyrant.
The hearing determines how much the InfoWars host pays families for saying the shooting that killed 20 first graders and 6 educators was a hoax.
I was not wrong about Sandy Hook on purpose. I questioned it.
Jones says he was found guilty without a trial. However, civil suits are about liability, not guilt. I'm Julie Walker.
An influential health guidelines group says all American adults younger than 65 should get routine anxiety screening. Anxiety disorders are among the most common mental health complaints, and the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force for the first time is recommending doctors regularly screen for anxiety in adults without any symptoms. One task force member calls it very timely guidance, given reports of mental health problems surging during the COVID-19 pandemic. The task force says things like brief questionnaires can easily be given during primary care visits. It continues recommending depression screenings for adults and kids, but says there's not enough evidence to recommend suicide screening in adults with no worrisome symptoms. Sagar Magani, Washington.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening.
Audio provided by the Associated Press. Music is by SkillCell and provided through Pixabay. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.